Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many great bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single barrel bourbon to try with some help from one of their friendly guides. And with every bottle comes the confidence of knowing you just found something amazing. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find only at Total Wine & More. Curbside pickup and delivery available in most areas. Visit TotalWine.com to learn more. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly and B21. Welcome everybody to another Whiskey Quickie. And today we are taking a look at a new whiskey that's a collaboration, and it's called Elvis Whiskey. So, you got a good Elvis impression you can do for us?
Good Lord, no.
I was like, I'd try, but then everybody's gonna be like, I'm not even gonna try because it's pretty easy to make fun of us.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, or
yeah, but you gotta do the voice. You gotta do the voice.
Can everybody,
you
do it? No,
you ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Oh boy,
ain't
nothing but a hound dog.
There you go. All right, at least we tried. All right, so here's some details on this one. So this is from Grain and Barrel Spirits, and they partnered with the Elvis Presley Enterprises to launch a duo of Elvis Presley themed whiskeys. Today we're gonna be reviewing the bourbon. They've also come out with a rye, which is another sourced MGP rye. So we figured let's do something a little bit different. We'll try the bourbon here. So this was sourced, I should also mention Grain and Barrel Spirits, they're also the people that are in charge of like Chicken Cock whiskey. So That's where it's coming from. So this was, of course, sourced by a team of experts and blended together. This is sourced from an undisclosed Tennessee distillery, and this is bottled at 90 proof. Now, the bourbon is called Tiger Man, and that's because the names of Tiger Man, as well as what the rye was called, the rye is called King of Rock, and those were just two nicknames that were pretty much synonymous with the king, and so that's
why. Is that why it's Memphis Tigers? Is that why the school's named that?
I don't know.
Of the Tiger Man? Well, probably not. Memphis was probably there before Elvis, the school, but maybe not. I don't know.
We should have looked at the Wikipedia before we started here.
Yeah.
But there's also a little extra little kind of nugget on here. If you look at the label, there's this thing that says TCB on it with a lightning bolt, and that is actually part of a quote he used to use all the time, which meant taking care of business.
All right.
So I didn't know. You actually had to look that up to see what the heck that thing's all about.
Isn't that a Bob Seger song?
Taking care of business. Every day. I think so.
You gotta stop these songs.
I know.
Today.
We're
all right,
terrible.
Get to the whiskey.
All right. 90 proof, non-age dated, $50 price point. You can order online at elviswhiskey.com, and they will begin a national rollout relatively soon. So let's go ahead and we'll dive in with the nose here.
All right. Anything with Elvis is probably an easy sell. A lot of Elvis fans still
out
there.
A lot of Elvis fans still out there. That's what I was like. The nose is actually really good.
Yeah.
I was thinking they should have done what Beam did in the 70s and just brought back the decanter, because that would have sold immediately, because these are some typical bottles that we always see that are out there.
Yeah, I'm getting like a little faint hit of a little bit like barbecue smoke, and then there's some like cinnamon notes going on, a little cream in there.
There's a sweetness there too, yeah, as well, though.
Yeah.
There is a sweet corn, cornbread kind of there too.
Yeah.
All right, on the taste.
Yeah, I get more like cream corn, really sweet, some brown sugar, like sugar crumbles.
Yeah, just
you know, like in a cobbler or something.
I was about to say, like that with like a touch of cinnamon on sprinkled on top.
Yeah, like those little crunchies, you know. I don't know what those crunchies are in a cobbler, but I like them.
As soon as you
and
put
they're in there in a liquid form.
When you bake them.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are always money. Yeah. I always try to like get the scoop of that. Like if you get that on like sweet potato.
Oh, yeah.
Potatoes or something like that.
That's, yeah, top of the yams with the marshmallows.
Pretty much dessert as a vegetable.
There it is.
But I didn't get any yams on this one. Just saying.
Just crumbles.
All right. So on the nose, how are you going to rate this?
Thumbs up. I liked it.
Yep. And the taste?
Thumbs up. I really liked it. There's some good flavors going on there.
Exactly. I think it was pretty good for what it was. And the finish?
Sideways. I mean, it's okay. There's nothing spectacular about it, but nothing offensive. So just average. But very good. Sure. I think I read on here it's, what, 2.5 years?
2.5 years old from an undisclosed Tennessee distillery, which we might have some indication
of
where that is coming from. But with that, cheers, everybody. and we'll see you all next week.